Now here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught as a lesson that the person must exercise control and restraint. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that on Arafat day, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he tells the angels that look at my servants, they have come from far and wide. I'm giving you the meaning of that hadith sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, look at their hair, it is disheveled. Look at their clothes, it is laden with dust. Look at their bodies, they are covered with dust because of the distant journey which they have undertaken. They have come from far and wide and they have made labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. They are seeking forgiveness. I make you, O angels, witnesses that I have forgiven them their sins. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that even if their sins, if you look at the other hadiths, even if their sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if their sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if their sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if their sins are more than all these things, then to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I have forgiven them. What a great opportunity. It is mentioned that on no other day besides the day of Badr, on no other day was Shaitan feel so dejected, so rejected, so ashamed, so disturbed, so agitated, so infuriated. On no other day does Shaitan feel so much as he feels on the day of Arafat, because he sees how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is washing away the sins of the Hujjaj. So when Allah ta'ala wants to forgive, Allah Ta'ala does not want to punish. Allah Ta'ala does not want to send us to hellfire. What was the purpose of then having Hajj and having Salat and having Zakat and having fasting and having charities and so many other ibadat where we are told your sins are forgiven, sins are forgiven. But what is required is that the person must give up all kinds of sins. He must give up those sins. Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive, but true forgiveness means that the person is now a changed person, that he comes back completely reformed. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Just making hijrat from here to there, from one town to another, one country to another, it is not sufficient. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. We can only become the beloved of Allah. We can only become the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if we give up sins. And that is what pains the hearts of listeners around the world. No matter how much you tell them about salat, about zakat, about fasting, about hajj, and you tell them how much of sawab you get on umrah upon umrah, hajj upon hajj, and in charities, that they will be happy to listen to, and many of them will start undertaking that too. But the moment you say that you have to give up haram, for example, casting evil gazes, it is haram whether we like it or not. The Quran Sharif says it's haram. The Hadith Sharif says that zinal ayn an nazar, the zina of the eyes is nazar. Evil glance is a zina of the eyes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said zina of the eyes, zina of the tongue, zina of the hands, and the real zina that the person commits. It's all zina. Now the person does not want to listen to that. He finds great pain on his heart if he has to listen to somebody saying that casting evil glances is zina, because then his TV will go, his movies will go, his cinema will go, and those women with whom he is associating who are haram for him to associate with, they also will go. And even those fiancés of his with whom he is associating, they also will go, because until the nikah hasn't taken place, it is haram. So any kind of lustful glance, it is haram. And not only lustful glance, even if the person is raising the eyes for the second time. In professions, in business and other places where sometimes it is necessary to look around, that is a different thing. Those are exceptions. But there too he must not make it a habit, or at least he must make tawbah and istighfar from that stealing that the nafs does. So there in Arafat, if the person is going to now sincerely make tawbah from sins, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, oh angels, you stay witness that I have forgiven them. And not only forgiven them, but even those on whose behalf they ask for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala says, I forgave all of them too. Ah, what a blessing, what an opportunity, what a wonderful golden opportunity that the Hajis are being blessed with. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless them with a maqbool and a mabroor Hajj, and all those who are unable to go, may Allah Ta'ala create the conditions for them also to perform Hajj, and especially those on whom it is farz. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give them the tawfiq to undertake the hajj as soon as possible. for we do not know when the visa of life will expire. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. Aur usme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin, aur miyad uski nahi maloom. The visa of life is a very, very strange kind of visa. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cancels that visa, nobody knows. Furthermore, we can extend the visas of the countries that we visit by bribery, corruption, anything, you can extend the visas. But when it comes to the visa of life, you will not be able to bribe any angel. The angel of death cannot be bribed. The angel of death cannot extend that visa. So therefore, those on whom Hajj is farz, they must not keep saying next year, because they do not know whether they will see a next year. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of all those going for Hajj, their tawaf, their ziyarat, their ibadat and their du'as. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering around the globe, and the entire mankind is suffering. Wherever any kind of suffering, any kind of difficulty, any kind of problem that mankind is suffering, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove those difficulties, problems and hardships. And they will be removed when we change our lives and when we connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala, we recognize our Creator and we submit ourselves before Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will also change the conditions. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.